Hello again. Now, the number of cases of plague-like things, flu-like diseases, in the local community at the moment remains thankfully quite low. Hooray! There is an ebb and flow with certain vaccines as ever this time of year. The fridges open, the fridges close, they fill, they empty. Pneumonia and the nasal children's flu immunisations, for example, are a bit limited for availability, but that'll change. Quite a lot of cases of vomiting and diarrhoea are about that. Viral in origin, highly contagious. As ever, for adults, it's often a short and sweet thing, lasting a day or two. Sudden onset from nowhere. However, adults typically will remain liable to pass this thing on to others for up to 48 hours after recovery, something many completely forget to consider. Children, though, will often carry this problem for longer. The more infectious, they carry it for longer. Sometimes being all but fine, but whoop, 7 hours later, up comes everything they've eaten. Dehydration in this situation, I have to say in practice, is pretty unusual, but it does happen sometimes. Infants, on the other hand, seem to struggle not to have diarrhoea for several days as the gut lining only very slowly returns to normal. And during this time, there are some issues and, well, many explosions. Milk, which contains lactose, a complex sugar, at times acting as if it was a mild laxative. Why? Well, the gut lining has cells in it containing something called lactase. This is an enzyme that breaks down lactose sugars into digestible smaller bits. Temporary lactose intolerance is because the lactase level is very low. Strange as it seems, much of the world's population is actually intolerant to milk. They don't have lactase in their brush border of the small bowel. They're just born like that. Processed milk and cheese, though, less laden with lactose, may be actually okay or tolerated better, to a point. Otherwise, give one of these poor souls so lacking in this lactase gut enzyme a glass of fresh cow's milk, and bingo, you may as well have given them a dose of X-lax. Such is the result. Ha ha, enough of this talk. But it's interesting, isn't it? Interesting. The UK general election coverage now wall to wall. Ugh. One of the items, though, often breezed over is medicine supply. Well, medicine supply lack, or potential lack at some stage, particularly if there's a bit of a problem leaving the EU, deal or no deal. Just look at any packaged medication from your local pharmacy. If it's in the original packaging, we'll often find a whole host of different languages displayed on the box. Be it Greek, Italian, Spanish, French, possibly, even English. Pharmaceuticals. That's an international business nowadays. And we in the Isle of Man, just like the rest of the UK, are certainly at the mercy, to a degree, of market forces. Locally, we have doctors, nurses and pharmacists who have seen many items over the years temporarily become unavailable. Of late, it's been various forms of HRT, particularly HRT patches form. And some blood pressure medications have been on the list for a while, and odd items like types of eardrops, specialist ones which come in and come out of supply, is odd. But it's no doubt simply supply and demand, market forces. Other European countries may pay higher prices for the same items. NHS bars will have a price ceiling, so, well, that's common sense, isn't it? Most things, thankfully, have similar medications that can be helpfully substituted for the original. Not all, though. And it's a bit stressful sometimes when the pharmacist rings the surgery informing us that Mr. or Mrs. X is waiting in the surgery and they're not best pleased because we haven't got this or that and it's not going to be available for the foreseeable. What can we use instead? And that always happens, weirdly, just as we press the keyboard requesting the next patient comes in. It pays at times like this to have a split personality. One personality to speak to the pharmacist, second personality to work with the patient. Now, there's a term we rarely hear nowadays, split personality. Instead, we term this multitasking. Split personality, really a piece of old historical, fluffy psychobabble. If ever we could have two personalities in one body. Well, look at some of these terms. Previously, manic depression. Now, that's simply a form of bipolar disorder nowadays. Same condition, different word. Psycho, a word meaning some type of sort of violent nutcase in the street lingo. Medically, there's no such word. It doesn't exist. Psychosis. Now, there's a word we all probably recognise. However, whilst a small percentage of our population carry this label constantly, a much bigger percentage proportion of us will actually develop some form of psychotic illness throughout our lives. You can't believe that, but it's true. Glass houses and stones might spring to mind at this point. We're all vulnerable to mental health issues and illnesses in one of several forms throughout our time on the planet. So maybe it's time we ditch some of these rather unhelpful and somewhat pejorative sort of terms, which just sort of tumble off the tongue at times like this. Well, I think so. It's all a bit psycho, isn't it? Just a thought. Till next week. Cheerio.